Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1333. We're learning today L'Nishmas Moshe Doif Berubar Zizel. L'Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. L'Rafu Shlem Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. L'Rafu Shlem Yehudis Chava Basli Bar Nina. Getting back to our Malacha of Merakid Sifting. Okay, I just want to talk a little bit about we spoke about quite a number of times the three different levels of drinks. Whereby straining them out. We said the worst case scenario, it's not drinkable by anybody. That will be a derisa, straight up. You take a drink, water, whatever the case might be, and then nobody's going to drink it in their right mind. Now you strain it out, make it pure. That will be awesome in a tarot. Then we said the second case would be midrabanan, whereby some people would drink it sometimes, possibly, if they have to, and so on. And then to strain out a drink like that would be midrabanan. And then we said the third type of drink, whereby everybody drinks it. It's no problem at all. So why would some? So but here and there, somebody a little bit extra straining here and there can hurt. But everybody drinks it. It's perfectly drinkable water or drink or whatever the case is. So then we said that would be no problem to strain out. We just want to read from the Sefer Shabbos Home. But we said the part I want to just talk about a little bit. We said this. There's a category known as istanis. The Bir Halacha brings down in Simen Shin Yud Ches, Simen Shin Yud Tes, Ibn Maschel Hoyle, and he talks about the Isnes, which is basically a sensitive person, the type of a person where, you know, they're just not drinking that water no matter what. Either water is drinkable, everybody drinks it, it's no problem at all, or any drink. Again, I say water, it could be any drink. Is a perfectly drinkable drink by everybody, but this one person, so here and there a person might strain it a little bit, but everybody's going to drink it regularly. But if there's a person that's so sensitive whereby the B'shum Eifin, they will not drink this drink, so then they have what's called a din of a istanis, and they taka would not be allowed to strain out this drink, even though it's drinkable by everybody. So first and foremost, we want to see what does it mean istanis? In other words, this sensitive person, how sensitive is he? Is he or she? So the Dirshu brings down a nice number 44 in Simen Shin Yud Tes for istanis le'inyan ze, tells us the Dirshu. He brings from Rav Eliashiv, Rav Nissen Karelitz, and so on. Shehu mi she'ino shoyse oisem afilu b'shasat chak. It's a person who won't drink it at all, no matter what. You'll show them how clear it is. You'll show them, look, it's nice and clean. They're not drinking it. Stand on your head. They're not drinking it. Afilu b'shasat chak. That will be have a din of a istanis. Okay. So then he goes on to say, continuing on, again, this quote-unquote sensitive person who will not drink this drink that whereby everybody drinks it, but he does not want to drink it. So he goes on to say further, according to Rav Eliashiv, he brings down, according to Rav Niskarel, she'enei el midrabanan. Even though, albeit the sensitive person, but it can be worse than a derabanan. Now, before we read, I want to read from the Sefer Shabbos Home, summing it up, this whole third category, if you want to call it, because again, that third category is the category that most of the drinks fall under, that are drinkable, regular drinks. So now the question is, let's say, for example, you have this istanis, the sensitive person, and there's another five, six people who they'll drink it the way it is. They have no problem. It's regular drinkable water. So would this istanis, this sensitive person, be allowed to strain out the water or strain out the juice or whatever for the other people who will drink it anyways? No problem. Could he strain it for them? For himself, of course, he can. That we saw, Bir Halacha. But what about could he strain it for the other people who have, they got no problem with drinking it? So the Dirshu brings down the ice number 45, that Mishu istanis v'reitz l'sanen avar acher she'ene istanis. The person just wants to strain it out for somebody else who has no issues at all with drinking this drink. His topic, Hagev Rishlem Zalman Arbach, he brings that not so simple. Im Rashai hu lasis kain. It's not so clear if this istanis, since it's a problem, he wouldn't drink it b'chlal. Could he strain it for other people? And so Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach Zech Tzadik Livracha blind basically by a, if you want to call it a tzarech Ian, you know, we're not sure right now. Okay, so bottom line is, I just want to sum it all up as far as the third level goes, like we said, which is the basic level which applies to most cases. So just to read from the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 312, how he brings it down, sums it up, packages it up. He says, liquids that are almost entirely pure, regular pure liquid, whether it's water or drink, it's not the issue, but the regular pure liquid. A liquid whose impurities are so minimal, he says like this, again on page 312, a liquid whose impurities are so minimal that most people will drink it despite the impurities. It's drinkable water, a drinkable drink, whatever the case is. Again, I say water, but it could be anything. So such a drink may be filtered on Shabbos. Such a drink you're allowed to filter out since the impurities do not affect consumption of the liquid. They and the liquid are not regarded as two separate elements of a mixture. It's like sort of like min echa. There's no distinction over there. Rather, the impurities are deemed to be part of the liquid. It's like all one. There's nothing that you're separating over here. Therefore, the removal does not constitute an act of sifting. Again, we want to keep in mind you need two separate entities, two separate items to be able to have a question of borer or merakeid sifting. In this case, one may perform the filtering even with a utensil especially made for this purpose. Okay, so that's what we, in other words, a regular filter, whatever the case is. That is to say, they need not use a makeshift filter such as the cloth or a garment, which we said last time to do with a shina, whatever the case is. If it's perfectly perfect water, perfect drink, there's no everybody drinks it and that's it, so there's no problem. Accordingly, one may filter tap water with a special device attached to the faucet, like a regular easy filter. Again, if it's a person who will drink it anyways. But the problem is, now he explains, this rule applies to everyone but a sensitive individual. Again, a person who cannot tolerate any impurities, or in the case of the shrutzim, the bugs, whatever the case might be. If it's a person, they won't drink it unless it's filtered, then for them, they're not allowed to filter. This sort of person may not filter even this essentially pure liquid on Shabbos, okay? Since the minor impurities, whatever the impurities are, that's not the issue, but since the minor impurities prevent the person from drinking the liquid, they are not regarded as part of the liquid as far as he is concerned. In other words, he wants the dirt out. There's dirt and he wants it out. By everybody else, it's all one. It's all part of the whole mixture. There's nothing separate over there. Over here, by him, no, it's separate. He wants it out. He or she, whoever it is, this person is very sensitive. Therefore, the removal constitutes an act of straining. Furthermore, others too are prohibited from using a filter for the benefit of this individual. So that's another interesting thing which he brings down from the Bir Halacha. But be it as it may, that's what he says. Furthermore, others too are prohibited from using a filter for the benefit of this individual. In other words, for others to filter it out for him also would be running into a problem. So, but be it as it may, bottom line is, just to sum it up, like we've spoken about with the regular sink filters and so on the outside, we're not getting into the one under the sink now. We've spoken about in the past in Hilchas Barer, but it is a little bit easier. But the one on top, for sure, in general, if it's somebody who's not going to totally drink the water, like we just saw, or even somebody, and somebody else will say, well, okay, you can't filter it out. You're an istinus. You're a sensitive. You're not going to drink it. You're right. You don't drink regular water. You don't drink unfiltered water. I do drink unfiltered water, let's say. So I'll filter it out for you. Okay, that also we saw should not be done. But be it as it may, so one has to be very careful if I'm saying water, but it applies to anything. But if this water, whatever the case is, they will not drink, one has to be careful that cannot be strained out. If it's a person who they drink it, no problem at all. Good, you filter it. Okay, you can always use a little extra filtering, but I drink it anyways. What's the problem? So then that type of thing could be filtered out. I always say the famous example is the famous Brita that many people use. It filters whatever, but it's water that people in general, if it's something whereby people drink, I think by the Brita a lot of people drink it anyways, so it interests a little bit extra filtering out, so then that's fine. But if it's somebody won't touch it at all, so even to use the Brita or anything, the sink force, the faucet on the sink, the filter, all these different types of things can't be used, and even somebody else to do it for them is definitely running into a problem. One has to be very careful. Thank you for listening. cult of. And I just wanted to mention one more quick thing. So a person would say, well, what should I do? Not drink the whole Shabbos? No. A lot of people say what they do is either you buy bottled water or you prepare before Shabbos, filter it before. Whatever a person does, there's ways to get around it, obviously, but just that person has to know not to do it on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Aswacha Baruch Kol Tov.